WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris seek to expand their appeal in the final weeks of a fiercely competitive election. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
As voting for the general election begins in some states, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are looking to blur the lines to woo independent and undecided voters. Trump says abortion laws should be left to the states, but says he supports a federal law to force insurance companies to pay for IVF. He also urged fiscal conservatives by suggesting the government cap credit card interest at 10%.
If Kamala Harris is reelected, she will kill the American dream forever.
Meanwhile, the Harris campaign has been trying to connect with moderate and disaffected Republican voters with events on abortion rights, small business creation, and border security that feature Republican officials. Jennifer King, Washington.
The state of California is suing a giant fuel and chemical company alleging it's lied about recycling plastic products.
In a first-of-its-kind environmental lawsuit, California officials allege ExxonMobil has been deceiving the public for decades about the ability to recycle plastic products.
Sham solutions, manipulated the public, and lied.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says ExxonMobil, which is one of the world's largest plastic producers, has known since the 70s that plastic really can't be recycled.
A solution it knew wasn't technically or economically viable.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law requiring school districts to restrict student phone use. The move means California will join Florida, Louisiana, Indiana, and other states in passing legislation limiting student device access. On Wall Street, the Dow by 61 points, the Nasdaq rose 25. This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get to this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped-for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, according to AP Votecast. But a small group of liberals is looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. This is SRN News. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery store checkout lines in California.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators last month and signed Sunday by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
Boeing's making what it calls a best and final offer to striking union machinists. The proposed contract put out on Monday includes bigger raises and larger bonuses than the offer that union members overwhelmingly rejected this month. Boeing says the new offer is contingent on workers ratifying it by Friday. More details at srnnews.com.